Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome, listeners. Today, we're going to explore an incredibly powerful concept that can help transform your daily life, the happiness mindset. This mindset is all about cultivating joy and positivity in everything you do, no matter what challenges or obstacles you might face. Have you ever found yourself feeling down or discouraged, wondering why you can't seem to shake off those negative emotions? Or maybe you've had a great day, but something small happens that sends you spiraling into a bad mood. We've all been there, but the good news is that with the happiness mindset, you can learn to shift your perspective and find joy in even the most difficult situations. In this episode, we'll be exploring the key components of the happiness mindset and discussing practical strategies for cultivating joy in your daily life. From mindfulness and gratitude to positive self-talk and community building, we'll cover everything you need to know to start living with greater happiness and fulfillment. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the world of the happiness mindset. You won't want to miss this transformative conversation. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast, where we'll be discussing one of the most important things in life, happiness. Happiness is something that we all strive for, but sometimes it can feel elusive. However, research has shown that happiness is not just a fleeting emotion, but a state of being that can be cultivated and maintained through simple daily practices. First, let's take a look at some statistics and research about happiness. According to a study by the World Happiness Report, the happiest countries in the world are Finland, Denmark, Switzerland, Iceland, and Norway. The report measured various factors such as income, social support, life expectancy, freedom, generosity, and corruption. Furthermore, research has shown that happiness has numerous benefits for our overall well-being. Happier people tend to have better physical health, lower stress levels, stronger immune systems, and even longer lifespans. Additionally, happiness has been linked to increased creativity, productivity, and success in various areas of life. So, it's clear that happiness is important. But how can we cultivate a happiness mindset in our daily lives? That's what we'll be discussing in today's episode. The first practical tip for cultivating a happiness mindset is gratitude. Research has shown that people who practice gratitude on a regular basis are happier and more content with their lives. One simple way to practice gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal, where you write down 3 things you are grateful for each day. The second tip is mindfulness. By staying present in the moment and practicing mindfulness, we can learn to appreciate the simple things in life and find joy in the present moment. Mindfulness can be practiced through activities such as meditation, deep breathing, or simply taking a moment to focus on your senses and surroundings. The third tip is positive self-talk. Our inner dialogue can have a huge impact on our overall mood and mindset. By consciously choosing to speak positively to ourselves, we can rewire our brains to focus on the good in our lives rather than the negative. Another important aspect of cultivating a happiness mindset is self-care. This includes taking care of our physical, emotional, and mental health. It can be as simple as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and taking breaks when we need them. By prioritizing self-care, we can ensure that we have the energy and resilience to handle the challenges of daily life. Finally, setting boundaries is crucial for maintaining a happiness mindset. This means learning to say no to things that drain our energy or cause unnecessary stress, and instead focusing on the things that bring us joy and fulfillment. Cultivating a happiness mindset is not about achieving some perfect state of happiness, but rather finding joy and contentment in the everyday moments of life. By practicing gratitude, mindfulness, positive self-talk, self-care, and setting boundaries, we can create a more positive and fulfilling life for ourselves. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I hope these practical tips will help you on your journey towards a happier life. Welcome to this episode on cultivating a happiness mindset. Today, we'll be talking about what a happiness mindset is, why it's different from a positive attitude, and why it's important for our overall well-being. First, let's define what a happiness mindset is. The happiness mindset is a way of thinking that focuses on finding joy in everyday life. It's a mindset that allows you to look at situations from a positive perspective, even when things don't go as planned. It's about actively seeking out joy and contentment in your life. Now, you may be wondering, what's the difference between a happiness mindset and a positive attitude? Well, having a positive attitude is important. It's more about looking on the bright side of things. The happiness mindset, on the other hand, is about actively seeking out joy and contentment in your life, regardless of the circumstances. It's about finding happiness in the present moment, rather than waiting for something external to bring us happiness. People who have a happiness mindset tend to have some common characteristics. They are often grateful for what they have, they practice mindfulness, and they focus on the positives in their lives. They tend to be more resilient in the face of challenges, and they have a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives. So why is having a happiness mindset important for our overall well-being? Well, there's a lot of research that shows that happier people tend to live longer, have better relationships, and are generally more successful in life. For example, a study by the University of Illinois found that happy people earn more money than their less happy counterparts. Another study by Harvard University followed a group of people for over 75 years and found that the key to a happy and fulfilling life was not money or fame, but close relationships with family and friends. Having a happiness mindset can also have a positive impact on our physical health. Studies have shown that happy people tend to have stronger immune systems, lower blood pressure, and a lower risk of heart disease. They also tend to have better sleep quality and lower levels of stress. In the rest of this episode, we'll be talking about practical tips for cultivating a happiness mindset in daily life. Remember, cultivating a happiness mindset is a journey and takes practice, but it's worth it for our overall well-being and quality of life. So, let's get started on this journey together. Hello and welcome to today's episode where we will be discussing how to cultivate a happiness mindset. This topic is particularly important in today's world, where many of us face challenges and stress on a daily basis. By cultivating a happiness mindset, we can learn to appreciate the small things in life and find joy in the present moment. Firstly, let's start by defining what a happiness mindset is and how it differs from a positive attitude. A happiness mindset is a way of thinking that focuses on finding joy in everyday life. It is an intentional practice of seeking out positive experiences and emotions, even in the midst of challenging situations. On the other hand, a positive attitude is more about looking on the bright side of things, while a happiness mindset is about actively seeking out joy and contentment in your life. So, what are some characteristics of people who have a happiness mindset? They have a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives, and they prioritize their relationships with family and friends. Additionally, they take care of their physical and emotional well-being, and they are resilient in the face of adversity. Firstly, gratitude is a powerful tool for cultivating a happiness mindset. By practicing gratitude on a daily basis, we can shift our focus from what we lack to what we have, which can help us feel more content and satisfied with our lives. One way to practice gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal, where you write down 3 things you are grateful for each day. Positive self-talk is also crucial for cultivating a happiness mindset. Our inner dialogue has a significant impact on our emotional state and our overall well-being. By practicing positive self-talk, we can reframe negative thoughts and beliefs into more positive and empowering ones. One example is a client of mine who had been struggling with anxiety and depression.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.